Sudbury MPP Jamie West has unveiled the winners of his third annual Good Neighbor Awards. The first Good Neighbors Award was distributed during the COVID lockdown, said West in a news release. We wanted to remind everyone that there are many great people in our community. I remembered Kitty Kyo, a resident at L'Arche Sudbury's motto, "You have to look for the good." That led to the idea of having people nominate their co-workers, friends and neighbors for the Good Neighbors Awards. Award recipients are presented with a scroll from the Legislative Assembly of Ontario and a displayable challenge coin, West's office said in a news release. The coin is embossed with the award title, the assembly logo, and the words, excellence, selflessness, tenacity, and commitment, the French version on the opposite side. In alphabetical order, the recipients of the 2022 Good Neighbors Award are Karenbir Badesha, Edmund Bernier, Phil Bernier, Mac Bertrand, Dr. Michel Brousseau, Tyler Brulette, Don Condon, Lauren Foy, Future North, Adekelu Ogunlai, Kelu, Levi Owl, Mike Rabiak, Courtney Street Jean, Judy Strawn, Alex Tetro, Brian Vander Cruise. These award recipients have not only dedicated their time and efforts to improving the community but have also put their hearts into making a difference, the news release said. Their unwavering commitment and passion have truly set them apart, and their contributions have touched the lives of many. The recipients were involved in their communities in various ways, from shoveling snow to carrying groceries to organizing fundraisers, food drives and events. Nominations for the 2023 Good Neighbors Award will be accepted starting in January 2024. Because this started during COVID, we've been handing out the awards individually, but our goal for next year is to create a community celebration, said West. These individuals and groups make Sudbury and Copper Cliff amazing, so reading the nominations is always a real chicken soup for the soul moment in our office. I can't wait to share that experience with Sudbury.